Welcome to the Voice of Charity podcast. I'm Phil Zepeda for Catholic Charities. Jim Irsay, owner of the Indianapolis Colts, and his family recently gave a $5 million gift to Catholic Charities of the Archdiocese of Chicago. The gift is in memory of Sister Joyce Dura, Jim's late cousin, who was a Franciscan nun serving in the greater Chicago area for nearly 50 years. On this episode, join Katie Breedeman as she welcomes Steve Campbell, Vice President of Communications and External Affairs for the Indianapolis Colts, and Sister Judith Ann, Major Superior for the Sisters of the Third Order of St. Francis, to discuss Sister Joyce Dura's inspiring legacy and the impact that this extraordinary gift will have on the work of Catholic Charities in the years to come.
Thank you so much for being here to celebrate this donation and honor the memory of Sister Joyce Dura. You know, in recent weeks, I have to share that we at Catholic Charities have been so fortunate to learn more about Sister Joyce Dura. She was known for a beautiful, genuine smile, being a cheerful person who liked to have fun and made each person that she was with feel very special. She'd easily break into laughter and willingly laugh at herself. And she's also been called by several people we spoke to as an angel on earth. And she was a devout Indianapolis Colts fan with a Colts jacket in her closet. Sister Joyce had significant health issues, and so this made her selfless work even more admirable. And she had an inspiring perspective on following a Christian way of life. She said, "To be a Christian is not easy, but the joys of sharing Christ with others in this world is very rewarding and a hundredfold more rewarding in the life to come." And so it really is an honor to be with both of you today, and it was an honor for Catholic Charities to receive this extraordinary, generous gift in memory of someone as tremendous as Sister Joyce. Steve, can you tell us first about Mr. Jim Irsay's philanthropy and how he incorporates that philanthropy into his corporate life?
Yeah, absolutely. And again, thanks for having me on the show here today representing Jim Irsay and his three daughters. But, you know, one thing that that Jim always says, and of course, you know, as you said earlier, Jim is a Chicago native, was born in Lincolnwood and spent a lot of his childhood in Chicago until his family relocated to Baltimore when they acquired the Baltimore Colts. So Mr. Irsay is very, very tied into his Chicago roots. And so So that was one of the reasons that he wanted to give this gift to Catholic Charities. He was raised Catholic in Chicago, and felt that Catholic Charities and the Archdiocese up there are doing some really good work serving people who are in need. And he was more than happy to make this significant gift to Catholic Charities of Chicago, and that's pretty much par for the course for Jim Irsay and his family. He, you know, he says this all the time. I'm around him a lot when he's giving interviews, and he says this all the time, and I really took it to heart, is that he believes that the reason he is here and the reason he's been blessed with money and influence is to pay it forward and give it to others. And he says all of the time, he said, I feel like my job is just to bring joy into people's lives in any way I can. You know, whether that be on the football field on Sundays when people come and have a great time watching their favorite football team play, or whether it's out in the community, helping and serving others. And so this is ingrained throughout everything that Jim Irsay does. Yes, he is a owner of an NFL football team, and that's his day job. But his passion is in philanthropy and giving back to those around us, our friends, our fans, our neighbors who are in need.
It's really inspiring to hear you talk about it in that way, Steve. And I just wonder, from your, you know, perspective as a communications executive, you know, what's it been like for you to be part of the announcement of this incredible donation and learn more about Catholic Charities?
Oh, it's just been fantastic. I mean, working with the staff of Catholic Charities over the last several months to get ready for the announcement. I mean, obviously, it's a group of caring, hardworking folks who are literally doing the Lord's work. You know, you say that a lot of time in the lay world, but these folks are literally doing the Lord's work. And so Again, it's great when we're able to just support people who are already out there in the community doing great things. So learning about Catholic Charities has been fantastic. All of the good work you do and the supper program, which I know is going to be named after Sister Joyce, is something that's needed now more than ever. And we look forward to being a part of it.
And so I think, I mentioned to you right before the show today that we normally used to have 150 people come to our supper program each night, and they lined up outside of our building at 721 North LaSalle Street here in Chicago. But this year, those numbers have risen to about 350 a day. So Mr. Irsay's incredible gift cannot come at a better time at Catholic Charities, as we're working with our community partners and our many volunteers and professionals. We have in our live stream here, we're showing we've got a number of retired caterers who come and help with our supper program as well, serving those who are facing insecurity every single night of the week, weeknights. So it's Monday through Friday that we serve these meals. And so this donation could not come at a better time when we're really struggling to make sure that everyone who comes to us is provided a meal. And we also try to give a take-home meal as well. So it's wonderful. I know that Mr. Irsay's gift is also going to help many other Catholic Charities programs and services, but it is very, very special to at least have this supper program named for Sister Joyce in honor of this gift and in remembrance of that special bond that he and Sister Joyce had.
Yeah, that's he speaks so fondly of her, and we can't think of a better namesake that this gift was made into, and he has so much love and so much love for Sister Joyce, and he's just happy that he can help his hometown and honor his cousin as well.
Well, Steve, I know your time with us is limited today. We are so grateful for your kindness in coming on the show and giving us greater insights into Mr. Irsay and also the Indianapolis Colts and your philanthropy and your philosophy as well. And so thank you very much for being with us today. We're so honored to have Sister Judith Ann with us as well. And we'll take a break here on the Voice of Charity. And when we return, we're going to hear more stories and more about the Sisters of the Third Order of St. Francis. So please stay tuned. You're listening to the Voice of Charity. Thank you again, Steve. I know that Sister Joyce's legacy and her career was working within your OSF healthcare system in Central Illinois. Can you tell us a little bit about that, the different roles that she filled and the amazing impact that she made on the people that she worked with?
Sister Joyce held many key positions, actually, and served in many roles that put her into direct and close contact with people that our healthcare system was serving. She worked as a medical professional in X-ray department, and she served in various of our facilities in that. She was a nursing assistant at St. Joseph's in Bloomington and St. Francis in Peoria. And then she became a certified pastoral associate and worked many years in pastoral care, St. Mary's in Galesburg, and then mostly at St. Francis in Peoria. And that is where so many of her special stories come. And Sister Joyce endeared herself to so many individuals in a deep and lasting way. She did not just encounter people. She made friends with them, and they were friends for life and touched so many lives. There's so many precious stories that have come down to our sisters about sisters' work that we didn't see directly, but were witnessed by those who watched her as she served others. And I'd love to share some of those stories.
Oh, we'd love that, Sister Judith Ann. We hear that she, Sister Joyce Dura, was especially effective in emergency rooms and in kind of calming people's concerns and reducing the stress level of those who might be there and worried about their loved ones. Am I right?
That is absolutely right. And the doctors will attest that on countless occasions, she would show up in the ED because she worked primarily at night in pastoral care, and traumas would come in and she'd come into the trauma bay and she would console and counsel so many of the patients and their families and keep them connected to what is going on and praying with them and staying with them through the trauma, and just so important, medical and spiritual presence to these people. And her demeanor to be in some of these sometimes just really awful circumstances was truly remarkable. And I think the reason for that was because she was focused and knew why she was there, to be like a presence of God and assure them that God was there with them.
Just the fact that she even was willing to serve in that night shift, sister, is so selfless, isn't it? It's so, characteristic of her to take that difficult time of day, knowing that that the ERs never stop and people come in very traumatized by what they've experienced and very worried about their loved one who's receiving emergency room care.
And there were individuals, too, that the police would bring in because maybe they were unruly or homeless on the streets causing problems or challenges. And even when there were gang fights and they were bringing in victims from gang fights, I mean, she was such a calming element, and she could be strong. She didn't have any weapons in her hand. The security people, the police did, but all she would have to say is speak. And they would settle down, and she would be able to help keep those patients safe so they could receive the care they needed. It wasn't any special training she got to do that. It was a natural endowment. And I think her love and commitment to want to serve those human lives as God would want her to.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of Charity podcast. You can catch us weekly Tuesday mornings on WNDZ 750 AM or watch our live stream on YouTube or Facebook at Catholic Chicago. I'm Phil Zepeda for Catholic Charities.